Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here at the Portland Expo Center off of Marine Drive for the Cannabis Creative Conference. This is a huge conference, many businesses involved in the cannabis community. The emerging green rush here in Portland and in Oregon in general have made their way here. There's numerous speakers and seminars, symposiums that are happening. We're going to go inside, take a look around for our viewers on Periscope. Our new Periscope app is at Radical Russ, and let's make our way inside, see who we can see. So we're heading into Exhibit Hall D, and as we first enter, you just notice what a nice layout this is. Mary Lou Burton, who's with Bravo, has been a professional event planner for years and years, and so she's taken that professionalism and put it here with the cannabis community. You can see we got nice carpet going on here. We've got big booths. It's a very, very professional atmosphere. As we first enter, we can see right in front of us Chalice Farms. Let's come take a look at this Chalice Farms, because this, I've done a lot of these events, and this is one of the nicest booths I've ever seen. It's wood. It's like a 20 by 40 maybe. It's just absolutely huge. Gives you an idea what their business would be like. So here we have it. No, come on in. I'm Radical Russ with 420 Radio. Are you camera shy?
A little
camera shy. Well, this is our live Periscope app, and we're just recording for 420 Radio. Can you tell us your name?
Jennifer,
thanks for being here. So Chalice Farms, this is an amazing display. What are you guys
really
all about?
Well, we do seed to sale, so we've got farms locally and a couple dispensaries open.
Oh, fantastic. Just around here in the Portland area?
So our first store is out in Dundee, and we have two other locations opening in the next couple months in King City and Southeast Powell.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Can we come in and take a look around?
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look around. Jennifer here with Chalice Farms showing us around.
This is a mock-up of our dispensary. It's like a little mini.
Oh, okay. So yeah. This is an example dispensary. Everything like... Fine wood tabling and paneling. Is this what your dispensary's like?
It is, yeah. Wow. All custom cases made out of maple burl.
Wow. And you certainly know your customers because I see gummy bears and Kit Kats. Very nice. So medicated items as well?
Edibles, yeah, some cannabis products.
Are these made by Chalice Farms or by your
by
process?
Sue.
Oh, hi. My name's Russ. I'm with 420 Radio. Your name?
Sue Skog.
Sue, nice to meet you. Tell us about these, what look to be very delicious edibles.
Oh, they're hand-dipped chocolates, and we have four different flavors. I also have peanuts that have tropical fruit mixed in them, a chili lime, and a bacon jerky.
Oh, bacon jerky. Two of my favorite words, and three, medicated bacon jerky.
Medicated bacon jerky. Who doesn't like bacon?
Oh, my God. Everybody loves bacon. Now, in putting these items together, had you come from a background of being a chocolatier or a pastry chef or anything like that?
No, but my grandmother was. Okay. And I helped her with her catering, and she was a renowned pastry chef in the Midwest.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So is there any difficulty in making these items with cannabis compared to without, or is it just another ingredient?
It's just another ingredient. You have to work a little bit to figure out how you're going to incorporate it, make it taste good. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't taste good. My stuff does.
That's my major complaint whenever we are dealing with these medicated edibles is I don't like the taste of hay. I'm not a horse.
Yes, exactly.
So if people want to learn more about you've got amaze balls. That's great. And wing nuts. Very good. If people want to know more about you, is there a Facebook page or website they can go to?
Yes. It's High Five Edibles. High with the number five edibles. And I have a website. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You'll find me everywhere.
High5edibles.com. Fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a look around and see what else we can see here. You see they've got various buds laid out here in these beautiful hardwood displays under glass. There's some pineapple, harlequin, Cinex, blue dream, orange crush, blueberry kush, Chernobyl, and mango kush. And what's nice is we've got the little magnifier here, and I don't know if our Periscope viewers can get a look at that through the magnifier, but pretty impressive. And It's just another sign of the professionalism that we've got here in the marijuana movement and cannabis industry. Now that there's money involved, I mean, I've been doing these tabling events for 10 years, and the booths just get better and more dignified and professional, and it's just it's wonderful to see. Let's go check a look at some of the other booths that are around here going on in our event. So Chalice Farms was the one we were just taking a look at, and we've got a guy over here who's doing some digital spray painting. I wanted to see what was up with that, but it looks like he's talking with some folks. So let's go over here and talk to the CannaGuard people. CannaGuard's got a great setup here. Guaranteed first inspection approval beyond compliance. Who can we talk to with CannaGuard? Oh, he wandered over that away. We're going to speak with Noah Stokes here with CannaGuard Security. Noah. Russ Belville, 420 Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to try to get you on the show the other day with Mary Lou, but we caught you here, so how's everything going?
It's going fantastic. This is better than I could have imagined. The caliber and the quality of people and the seminars and the exhibits and everything is fantastic.
You've got a great setup here, some metal trussing, aluminum trussing, the CannaGuard security back walls, and I love the fisheye overhead camera.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool looking. So people think of security here, and they'll think of cameras and alarm systems. What else can you help provide?
Yeah, so we're just introducing our family of services now, which includes safes that are customized specifically for the cannabis industry, so based on storing product separately from cash.
So is that like to keep it like climate controlled and stuff?
Not necessarily climate control, that's part of it, but keeping the cash away from the product so it doesn't smell.
Oh, there we go. We want our money to smell good.
And also so that people that are supposed to not access the cash, they don't have access to the cash side. So there's a safe on the other side here that has two compartments, one for cash, one for product, and you can open them up separately.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so safes, we've got
guards. Physical guards, we have transportation companies, we have IT security. So if someone hacks into your network and your traceability software that you're going to have that says this is how much product I have on hand all the time, it's probably not the greatest thing in the world. So you got to protect your video surveillance and everything, so that's a big part of it. Offsite video monitoring to replace or supplement guards, so someone offsite monitoring your video at night so you can actually sleep. So anything that has to do with protecting your facility for the cannabis space specifically is we have a solution for it.
Armored trucks?
Armored trucks, the whole bit.
I love it. One of my favorite sights was seeing one of your trucks. I don't remember where I saw it, but just seeing there was a big marijuana leaf on it and a can. And I was like, wow, we have armored trucks now. This is amazing. Yeah. So how long has CannaGuard been in business?
So CannaGuard's been around officially a year next month. And I own OmniGuard Security as well. We've been around for way more than that. We started off as a division of OmniGuard, and then we realized that the demand for this is incredible, and the amount of non-cannabis specific companies, they can't participate. The nationwide companies, they can't or won't participate with the cannabis space. And so we said, well, we will, and we need to, and so we're here.
That's right. Now, some of the security concerns that the people in cannabis have right now have to do with the fact that we don't have banking. You know, we don't have the ability to, have checking accounts and credit accounts, and people run around with bags full of cash. And eventually that's going to change. So are you ready for that change, and how might it change your business once we're allowed to bank?
Yeah, we're absolutely ready for it. I mean, you think about a jewelry store, they have banking and they have guards and they can have guns on site, still need high security level there. Right now, it's unbelievable. You have an all cash business whose product is marijuana, and you can't have a gun on site because of the Cole memo.
Right.
And you have a sign outside that says, I sell marijuana here. Little bit of a threat, possibly.
Sign,
yeah. I mean, how, and hey, that guy with the duffel bag that's walking in your front door, I wonder what it has. And when he walks out, I wonder what he has in it. You know, and as recreational comes and volume increases, some of these things are just putting these businesses at very undue needs of risk. So I'm 100% for banking and regulation so that we don't need the kind of security that we have to have right now. Mm-hmm. There always will be that need, but we just don't want our customers and our clients in the industry to be put in that kind of a risk. So it's crazy.
It's Noah Stokes. He's here with CannaGuard Security, and I assume CannaGuard.com?
CannaGuard.com.
Facebook.
You got it. Oh, yeah, Facebook, the whole bit.
All right, check them out. Thanks, Noah.
Yeah.
Have a great conference.
Enjoy the show. Yeah.
All right, let's keep going.